Get ready for a power-packed podcast with your evangelist, Peter Popoff.
Hello, I'm Peter Popoff, and I'm so glad you joined me once again today because I have a special prompting from the Holy Spirit that I want to share with you. And I really feel that God is going to do some things in the next 90 days that are going to astonish not just you, but astonish this nation. I believe, friends, that we are going to see a new wave of miracles sweep across North America and around the world. People are just going to walk into services and tumors are going to disappear. New kidneys are going to appear. Miracles are going to happen. That's what I believe. But I believe more than that. I believe that God is releasing during these first few months of the year a 24-hour anointing. A 24-hour anointing. Now, some people say, what is a 24-hour anointing? You know, we've seen delay after delay after delay. And some of you have been praying about certain things for a year, for 2 years, for 5 years, for 10 years. I told you about a woman who was praying for 10 years that God would send the right man to her so she could have a husband. And that was the desire of her heart. And after I talked to her, it wasn't even a few months, she saw the man of her dreams walk into her life. And I believe that is what God is going to release, a 24-hour anointing. Now, some people say, what is a 24-hour anointing? Let me just go into the Word of God for a moment, and this is not going to be a long teaching, but I'm going to hit just the high points here so that you can grasp what I'm talking about, so that you can begin to understand what God is about to do, so that you can get excited about the new wave of anointing and power that is about to be released, amen? Because I'm excited about it. Now, I want to tell you, first of all, there have always been critics, doubters, unbelievers, people that say it can't be done. When God told the children of Israel, it's time for you to move forward. I've prepared a land for you that's flowing with milk and honey. He had to shake his people because they had become lazy. Lethargic. They were laying there enjoying where they were at. And so many people today, they've just gotten lethargic, they've gotten lazy, and they're just satisfied where they are, where they're at, and they have no desire, no hunger in their hearts to press in to the fullness of God, to what God has made available and prepared for you. And so they say, well, that's impossible. When God said, go possess the land, and the 12 spies went and reconnoitered the situation, they came back, they said, oh, the land is fruitful. The grapes are huge and abundant. The crops are huge and abundant. But there are giants in the land. 10 of the spies came back with a negative report. Two, Caleb and Joshua said, oh, let's go in and get it. Let's go in and take it, for we are well able to possess the land. And you see, actually, all the promises of God are for the believers. Amen. I'm sorry to say, but the doubters don't get any of it. All the promises of God are for the believers. Let me just quickly tell you about a city that was besieged, and the army that attacked them was surrounded them, starving the population to death. And the situation in the city got so bad that the king, people were eating it on each other. They turned to cannibalism, and they were actually eating on each other. And you know, sometimes I feel today that Christians, instead of fighting the enemy, fighting the forces of darkness, are fighting each other, agonizing, fighting each other. And instead of attacking the devil, and these people were cannibalizing each other, dying. And suddenly the Bible says a man of God stood up, a prophet of God stood up, Elijah stood up, Elisha, and he said these words, "Hear the word of the Lord." This is what the Lord says. Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, a seah of flour will sell for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Now, there was no food. If any could be obtained, it would cost millions of dollars. And here was a prophet saying, tomorrow, grain will be plentiful, grain will be cheap. And he said, this is going to happen by tomorrow. And friends, when I read this scripture, this was at the end of last year. I read it, and the Lord said, son, in this new decade, 2020, I'm going to pour out a 24-hour anointing. You get my people ready. Alert them. Tell them I'm releasing a 24-hour anointing. You won't have to wait forever and a day to see your miracle unfold. 24 hours, and you're going to see miracle manifestation. Now, some people say, I don't believe it. All right, don't worry. You won't see it. But if you'll walk in faith, if you'll believe the words that this man of God is sharing with you right now, you are going to experience this 24-hour anointing. Now, there were critics in this bunch, and one of the advisors of the king who heard the prophet make this declaration, he said, how could this be? How could this be? And you know what? Elisha turned to him and said, you're going to see it happen, but you're not going to partake of the blessings. And I'll tell you, so many people that are filled with doubt and unbelief, they're going to see the miraculous words of God. They're going to see the mighty things that God is about to do. But they're not going to be able to partake of it. They're not going to be able to enjoy it. They're not going to be able to eat the fruits because of their doubt and unbelief. But that very day, God changed all the circumstances. And instead of scarcity, there was abundance. Instead of no food, there was more than anyone could eat. There was abundance. It happened in a 24-hour period. And this is what God led me to tell you. A 24-hour anointing is going to be released during these next few weeks and months. The beginning of 2020 is going to be a time of divine release, divine outpouring, and you're going to see 24-hour miracles happen. It's going to happen for you. You're going to see God move in such a way that you'll be surprised. You'll see the miracle that you've been believing for, hoping for, materialize before your very eyes in the next 24 hours. Whew! Some of you are just like that doubter in Samaria. Oh, how could this happen? How could this be? I've been waiting for ages for this, for the right man to come along, for me to marry, for my healing, for my financial breakthrough. Hey, man, if you'll just release your faith now, you're going to be a partaker of this release, this mighty release of God's miracle-working power. This 24-hour anointing is going to revolutionize your life. And I invite you to send me your prayer request. Share them with me on the web. Go online, peterpopoff.org. Go online and share your prayer request with me. I'm going to stand in agreement with you. And I'm going to believe with you for a 24-hour miracle in your life, a 24-hour turnaround in your life that will absolutely astonish you. Oh, you're going to rejoice with me as you share your prayer request with me. How could you unite my faith with yours? I'm going to stand with you, and I'm going to believe with you that that hard situation is going to vanish, just like the dew vanishes when the morning sun begins to shine. I'm going to believe that God will change scarcity into abundance, just like he did for the Samaritans when Elijah made this faith proclamation. Now, I made a faith proclamation. I told you that God has led me to tell you about a 24-hour anointing that's going to be released. You're going to see it. You're going to see it manifested in front of your very eyes. And I have told you also that I'd like to stand in agreement with you. And I'd like to believe with you for this 24-hour miracle. A 24-hour anointing is about to be released. A 24-hour anointing is being released. This decade is not going to be like the last one. This year is not going to be like the last one. You are going to see the hand of God move in a way that will absolutely astonish you. If you'll just use the faith that you have, email me. Email your prayer request to me, peterpopoff.org. I will agree with you. I'll answer you. I want to hear from you, and I want to stand in agreement with you and believe with you for your 24-hour miracle. I've already seen several of these 24-hour miracles, and I'll tell you, I was shocked to see what God has done. And God is no respecter of persons. What he did for Peter Popoff, he'll do for you. Let me hear from you. Get online right now and email your prayer request to me. Let me stand in agreement with you. You're a man of God for 24-hour miracles in 2020. I'm waiting to hear from you.
We know that today's podcast has been a blessing to you. Make sure you share it with a friend. And until next time, may God richly bless you.